This is David.
Hi, David. This is Sean Burrell returning your phone call. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. I got your voicemail. You said that you were interested in getting coverage for property that you own?
Yeah, homeowner's policy.
Excellent. How did you hear about this?
I think you guys visited our office at one point. I'm a real estate agent with Keller Williams. I think we might have met somewhere. But anyway, I researched a variety of insurance firms. Erie's come up definitely in a lot of searches. So would definitely like to hear what you guys have to offer and kind of pricing and things like that and coverages.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I've maybe it was the Old Town Alexandria office.
No, we're in Ashburn, so I don't know if you did ours or maybe not. I feel like I ran across your name somewhere when I looked it up.
Got it. Yeah, I'm happy to help. Would this be an existing property or a new purchase?
It's an existing property, yes.
Okay. And you said last name was O'Connell, so is there an apostrophe after the O?
No, O'Connell, just Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L.
Okay. C-O-N-E-L-L, so just one N?
C-O-N-N-E-L-L.
All right, thank you for confirming that for me. All right, and the
Say again, I might have lost you. Do I have a bad connection? Sean?
Yes.
Can you hear? I think one of us has a bad connection.
Yeah, it was a little bit muffled for a second, but I can hear you fine now.
Okay, great. So go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you had to say.
Oh, I was asking if you could just read me the property address.
Oh, sure. It's 46463 Saffron, S-A-F-F-R-O-N, Court. That's Sterling. 20165.
All right, and your date of birth, David? 3/31/1975. Okay, and how long have you lived at this address?
We've lived here for 7 years.
Okay. And that would be you and your spouse. Is there anyone else that lives there with you?
Two children.
Okay. And I'm showing that you also own a 2016 Honda Pilot. Is that accurate?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. Is that the only vehicle that's driven in the household?
No, I have a lease on a 2017 RX 350 Lexus.
2017 Lexus. Okay. That didn't come up for me probably because it's a lease. Do you have the VIN number anywhere nearby?
I don't, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. We'll see what we can do. This is the best number to keep on file for you?
Yeah, it is.
All right. And then the best email address for you, David?
Is Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-F, D as in David, F as in Frank, at gmail.com.
Okay. So there are still some pictures online from when the property was purchased in 2012. What kind of renovations have you made to the property since then?
Yeah, good question. So we've done some new flooring and wet bar in the basement. And then we completely gutted and redid the kitchen.
Okay.
With semi-custom cabinetry. And then flooring throughout the entire first level. Staircases.
You said what kind of flooring? Was it hardwood?
Yeah, engineered wood. Yeah, exactly. And then the roof has been replaced.
Oh, awesome.
In 2018. Yeah.
Was that something that you paid for, or was that a insurance
claim? So there was wind
and
hail damage. Yeah, there was a claim. There's wind and hail damage to the roof.
All right. So 2018, and then, State Farm replaced the roof, and
roof
your siding. Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning? Any?
No, just roof and siding. So HVAC has been replaced. But it's not new.
Okay. What's your best estimate as to the year that replacement took place?
So the interior HVAC systems were replaced, I believe, in 2007. I can't remember exactly. It was like 6 or 7. The exterior units are original. But the attic and the basement interior units are both replaced.
Okay. Also on your tax records, it lists the basement area as only being partially complete. And I can see on some of the pictures available that there's an unfinished part. Does that remain the same, or have you finished that area?
Exactly the same, yes.
Okay. You mentioned upgrades to the kitchen. Has it been done to the bathrooms?
So the main level half bath has been completely gutted and improved, but not the upstairs.
The main level. So what is that, just like one or one and a half bathrooms?
It's a half bath, yeah. So it's just toilet and sink.
Okay. So that would be semi-custom grade, and the other one's still builder grade quality?
Correct, yeah.
All right. And so brick is only on the front of the house, correct? The other three sides would be siding?
That's correct.
You have a walkout entrance or exit to the backyard from the basement.
Correct.
And do you know the dimensions of your, is that a deck or screened-in porch?
The deck is, it's just about half the distance of the back of the house. So probably 30 feet by the depth is, call it almost 15 feet. So on average, so I'd say, yeah, it's about 30 by 15.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting the way that they list it on Loudoun County records. Part of it is covered and part of it, I guess, is not. So they list two different dimensions.
Okay, yeah. The covered part is, the first half of the deck, basically.
All right, and you've got also a additional patio, which is about 460 square feet.
Correct, underneath, yep.
Two-car garage. Oh, and a wet bar you said you put in, right?
So we updated the basement flooring, and we did some new granite, the wet bar, sink, your faucets, electrical downstairs, lighting.
Okay. So you put in engineered hardwood, and then the rest of the house is a combination of tile and carpet?
That's correct.
And then we're just going to use just the above ground square feet, which is 3,230, but also finished basement about two-thirds finished. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, I was thinking about it.
All right. So any issues with State Farm?
No, I mean, I'll be transparent. Yeah, the we had a cancel policy because we had two claims within whatever it was, 3 years. We had a water damage internally, and then we had the wind and hail. So one of those dropped off. We're with Farmers currently. So we still have one claim within 3 years, and haven't had anything since. And so State Farm, I know they're book of business. They like to keep it absolutely pristine. So they said, you know, we can renew once both of those claims drop off. So at this point, we still have one claim within the last 3 years. I don't know how that affects you guys, but beyond that, you know, perfect condition. Really, that's it. That's the only reason we got non-renewed by State Farm. So Farmers has been good. The policy was pretty high, during that period because it was a high risk or whatever it was policy. So now they've significantly lowered it, but you know, it's time to look at the policy overall and see if we could do better and get, you know, same quality coverage or et cetera. So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you willing to retain a higher deductible?
What are you thinking?
Normally I'd recommend 1,000, but you know, if you've got two in the last 5 years and you're gradually waiting for them to come off, retaining a higher deductible of somewhere like 2,000 or 2,500 could kind of minimize the likelihood or the temptation of putting in a third claim. But if you have three claims in 5 years, you're going to have real problems.
I gotcha. Yeah,
Most companies will decline you if you've got two in 5 years, or they'll non-renew you, or not even consider writing a policy for you.
Yep, understood, and that's fine. If we do a higher deductible, that's totally fine.
Okay. Now, I'll need to request a copy of the CLU report. I'll need your driver's license number as well as Jennifer's.
Ooh. Here, give me a second. I was texting with her just a second ago. I'll text her right now. And I'll get you mine in just a second. Just a second, I'm going to grab my wallet. And forgive me, it's going to be loud for just a moment.
No worries.
The wallet.
And since you are at home, could I ask you to run out and read me the VIN off of the Lexus?
Sure. Are you including car insurance in this, or what's?
Yeah, I'm going to show you both options.
Okay.
The Erie quote, their quoting platform is you get both quotes simultaneously.
Sure. You ready?
Yeah, so you're reading me yours first?
Well, my VIN number.
Oh, the VIN number. Okay, I thought you were reading the license number. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, ready? 2, T as in Tom, 2, B as in boy, Z as in zebra, M as in Mary, C as in cat, A as in apple, 1, H, C as in cat, 131994.
All right, and that's the car that you drive, and Jennifer drives the Pilot. Is that right?
Correct. Yep, that's correct.
Okay. So how many miles get driven on both of those cars based on the commute for the two of you?
Probably about 12,000 a year for both, or for each one of them.
All right. Yeah, that sounds about accurate. How far is Jennifer commuting to work? I know that you kind of set your own schedule as a real estate agent.
Yeah, hers is to Bethesda, but she travels about 50 to 60% of the time, so it's significantly lower because of that.
Okay, so she's only going in like 2 days a week?
On average, yeah. I mean, she's going to Dulles Airport more than she goes into her office a lot of times.
Okay, great. And then next I'll just have you read off to me your license number and then hers.
Okay. I'll give you mine. T as in Tom, 653-73-559.
All right, perfect. And then for Jennifer?
A as in Apple, 660-29-620.
Great. And so State Farm is still insuring the vehicles. Is that correct, or is that Farmers?
No, State Farm is the vehicles.
Okay. How many tickets and accidents do you and Jennifer have?
None within the last, I think, 15 years. Maybe she might have had one, like, within a decade, but it's not in the last 5 or 8 years.
Is her last name Connell or Waite?
Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Her maiden name is Waite.
Okay. Yeah, so yours, I mean, as far as driving history, looks great, but there is an accident, or maybe two accidents, that come up in her name? Actually, no, just one. There is a comprehensive claim involving a 2008 Honda Pilot. One of you guys hit a deer or have some glass damage?
Oh, it doesn't say what it was for. It might have been a glass, just our windshield.
No, but these are both in 2015, like a month apart. One was in July, one in August.
On the Pilot?
And then, yep, that was a comprehensive related claim. It was about 1,100. A comprehensive could either be hitting a deer, having glass damage.
I'm trying to remember. It might have been. I don't recall. I'm asking her.
And then the other one was a collision. List her as the at fault driver. I guess she crashed the Honda Accord 2008.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's correct. That wasn't. I mean, it was a small. Correctly, it wasn't gigantic, but yes. But I don't recall the $1,200 one. I'm checking with her, but I'll let you know.
Okay. Do you know what your home is currently valued at?
Oh, the $1,200 was. We had a stolen car. I think that might have been reported to insurance.
And that was the value of it that they paid was $1,200.
No, and. So you said it was 2015?
Yes.
And it was the Honda Pilot?
Yes.
All right. I'm not recalling. I'll have to get more. Yeah, I have no idea. I think there was only one in the Accord. So the other thing that happened within the pilot was just that we had it stolen, and it actually was found. And that was it. I mean, we reported it to insurance, we reported it to the police, but that was it that I recall that happened with the pilot and all.
It was recovered?
Yes, that's correct.
That's unusual. Where was the car that was stolen from here in Sterling?
No, we were on vacation in the Outer Banks, and it was stolen out of the driveway. It was found 40 miles away, but it was a total debacle. We had to come back and a rental car, and they had to tow they had to truck the entire car back to us.
Okay, so was that they hot-wired the car?
It was the key fob was close to the car. It was a total. It was a mistake. You know, we had one of the key fobs in the car. We didn't realize it. We went on vacation, so it actually opened up for them when they walked by. We didn't have a set of keys in there. It was a total accident that one was left in there.
Wow. I wouldn't expect that from Outer Banks.
No, we didn't either. We were in a really nice area too, so it was bizarre.
That is bizarre. I used to go there every year for a vacation.
Yeah, we did.
All right, my friend. Well, your driving history has been pretty good for the last 4 years or so. Do you have an umbrella policy with State Farm? You've got higher limits of 250, 500, which is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's what we could do. Actually, your driving history is good enough to qualify for a rate lock with Erie. So this is something that you're unfamiliar with. It basically means that your rate would not change for 3 years, which is a good thing because rates haven't dropped in a very long time. And with the amount of traffic and accidents being reported in our area, even if you haven't had any tickets or accidents, the normal rate of inflation is at least like 3 to 5% increase each year. So if you do have a ticket or accident, you're exempt from any rate increases as long as you're under the rate increase. So you could expect to pay the same amount until 2022.
Okay.
You've kind of earned that since your driving record has been great. So for bodily injury, it looks like you have great limits with State Farm. We would suggest the same. The minimum limits that you need to have to qualify for an umbrella policy would be those 250,000, 500,000 split limits for bodily injury and 100 grand for property damage, which I think is what you've got now, which is good. And the Honda Pilot and the Lexus, you can always change this. This is just a recommendation. I'm kind of going off of what I would recommend. But comprehensive and collision, you'd have a $500 deductible. And then every year that you don't make a claim or cause an accident, you get a credit of $100 off of those deductibles. So when you would renew next year, you would renew with a $400 comprehensive and collision deductible, and the year after $300, and then so on and so forth. Eventually you can work your way down to a $0 deductible, but you're certainly not paying the premium of having a $0 deductible. You just kind of earn that. You get rewarded for not having accidents or claims, and every year your deductibles drop by $100. Are any of your vehicles financed?
Jen's is financed.
Okay. We can offer
it as a lease.
So yeah, it's a lease. Okay. If you want, we can offer gap coverage on the Pilot. It's not automatically included, but would certainly be less expensive than if it's being paid for through the dealership.
Okay.
Other than that, roadside assistance is unlimited. So whereas most companies have a cap, you would basically, if you're in need of a tow or some roadside service, you'd call dispatch and then just keep your receipt, and whatever the damage is, we would reimburse you.
Okay.
And then rental car is included for free up to $600 if you feel like that may not be sufficient based on prior claims, or if you'd like to have, you know, a larger vehicle than like a midsize, then we'll give you the opportunity. You can purchase higher limits of coverage for the rental car, like $900 or $1,200 per occurrence, but $600 is included free. So that is usually the recommendation that I make towards clients. But if you want to, you can pay a little bit extra for higher limits just in case.
Okay.
And also let you know, David, that medical expenses are included too. So this is an often neglected part of the policy, but if you or Jennifer or anybody riding with you is injured in an accident, you guys have immediate access to medical coverage with no deductible. Being self-employed, I'm sure you appreciate that a lot of health plans are high deductible plans, meaning they don't cover until you meet your, you know, minimum out of pocket. So that is good to have in case, regardless of who's at fault in the accident, if you guys need to take a little ambulance ride, get some x-rays, get checked out of the hospital due to an accident, then you're covered. And Virginia will allow you to double the coverage or multiply it based on the number of cars you own. So if we included $5,000 in medical expenses, it would actually be $10,000 per person because you have two vehicles. And if you were to get a third vehicle, then it'd be $15,000.
Okay.
So the total cost for the auto insurance, this is an annual policy, by the way, and this would be the rate lock rate as well. It would be $1,348. The home insurance, I'll describe kind of what's included, how it's a little different than what you may have now. But we're insuring the dwelling up to $584,000. I think that ought to be plenty of coverage. Just in case it's not, though, the Erie policy pays 100% guaranteed replacement costs, which means that if there is a total loss to your house and the total reconstruction cost exceeds $584,000, your policy basically has unlimited coverage. If a contractor said it's going to cost us $750,000 to rebuild it, your policy would still pay out because it's 100% of the actual loss to the house.
Okay.
So that's very reassuring. That's how we would settle that option, whereas most insurers would just pay up to the limit or up to the limit plus a fixed percent. And your policy would cover virtually everything. Other than exclusions like flood and earthquake, it does cover wind, hail, hurricane, fire, smoke damage, burglary, bursted or frozen pipes, and I've included water damage as well, so water and sewage backup. And your deductible would be $2,500. That's what we would recommend just until some of those claims fall off of your record, and then, you know, you're free to change around your limits at any point afterwards. Also, we include equipment breakdown coverage. So this is coverage for any of your major home systems that break down, very similar to a home warranty, although we don't recommend using it for small items like a dishwasher or microwave. You would use it for the breakdown of the HVAC, the water heater, the sump pump, items like that. And also what you probably do not have coverage for at the moment is underground plumbing. So this would cover the repair, replacement, and excavation of all your underground service lines. The real estate agent, if you ever known anybody that had pipes burst underground that needed to be repaired or replaced, this would cover that.
Okay.
All right. And any particular limit that you wanted on the water backup coverage? I know that one of your claims was like $30,000.
It was
for
a
the
washing
water
machine.
Drainage.
Yeah, it was a washing machine that actually malfunctioned. It wasn't even a pipe or anything like that. So as far as underground, just where we are in Sterling, I'd like this standard, but so I don't have any real expectations it's going to be a freak occurrence. I don't think I have any specific in mind unless you have, you know, any recommendations.
Well, I never include less than $10,000 for water coverage damage. But I'm, you know, just a little concerned because your last claim was $30,000. So.
And that, again, I mean, if it comes up from the bottom, what we have in the basement at this point is all LVT and cement. So I'm really more concerned about, you know, what's down there, which are, I don't think we have $10,000 in goods down there right now. So I think we're.
It's not for the personal items that are damaged, but.
Oh.
It would be for the total cleanup job or the total repair job.
Oh, okay. No, I think $10,000 is sufficient.
Yeah, you can. It's fully customizable by you, so I never
let's
include
20,
less than $10,000.
Let's do 20, just as a so I get a.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of the ones that we pay out on are. Below $5,000, but then every now and then there's a freak accident like you've had, which is $30,000, and I've had some
gotcha.
Clients have damage exceeding $100,000, so it's really a mixed bag.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So for the home insurance, we would charge $1,198 per year, and then the umbrella is pretty cut and dry. It's if you wanted $1 million in coverage of additional liability, that would be beyond the limits of the home and auto insurance. It would cover you, Jennifer, both your vehicles, and it's worldwide coverage. That would be $172 for $1 million in coverage. But obviously, it should cover your net worth. So if you're worth closer to two, then probably we would want to select that as an option.
Gotcha. And you said the umbrella coverage, is that, and sorry, forgive me, I'm just blanking on the umbrella and how it works.
Oh, yeah, it's excess liability coverage. So if there was a claim arising from the use of your automobile or from like a slip and fall on your property, you have up to $500,000. Which would pay out on the underlying home or auto policy, and then you'd have an additional $1 million available on the umbrella.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the $1,198 on the homeowners, is that tied to the car policy or is that standalone?
For the home insurance, that's a standalone rate.
Standalone rate. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then
so we can have that.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Can have that. You're going to have that paid by your lender if you have an escrow account set up.
Yeah, we do. And then do you have, interest, loss of use, medical payments, things like that? Do you, those included as well in this policy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just kind of skipped over that. So the liability on the homeowner's insurance is $500,000. Medical expenses is available for guests of the property, up to $5,000 per person. And then the loss of use is no fixed dollar amount, but it pays for up to 24 months if you're displaced. All right, so
okay.
If your house burns down and you need to be housed elsewhere, whether that's a hotel or a temporary residence, we'd basically pay all expenses that you would incur as a result of that loss of use for up to 24 months.
Okay. And then two other things, which are like a personal property. What's the limit there?
Oh, yeah, great. So we do 60% of what the dwelling is insured to, which would equate to about $350,000 worth of property that you own in the house.
Okay.
And that's full replacement cost value.
Full replacement, right, great. And then... other structures, like our deck is a pretty big deck, and it's obviously something something we love. What does that look like?
The deck?
That's correct, yeah. Or other structures. Is this the only other structure we have, or is that part of the house?
It depends if it's directly connected to the house, how they would define that. I mean, your other structures is covered up to $116,800. So if it were detached, if there was a gap between, you know, the foundation of the house and the deck, we would consider that another structure. I mean, if it's directly attached to the house, then that would be part of the dwelling. But
okay.
I mean, usually there's some space between the deck and the house, but, you know, like sometimes you have a screened-in porch directly connected to the house, and that would all just be covered under the dwelling.
Okay. And then, I think my last question is about the policy. The 584, is that in effect kind of a placeholder the way that you guys look at it? It's a 584, and it's applied to how you guys do premiums and so forth, but really at the end of the day, you're looking at what the replacement value ends up being. Is that correct?
So we basically take a look at the full property and say, based on what we know about it, based on the square feet and the building materials, this is what we believe the house should be insured for and could realistically be rebuilt for. But if for some reason we are incorrect, we're willing to honor 100% guaranteed replacement cost settlement option, which means that if for some reason in the next 5 to 10 years inflation goes bonkers and, you know, general contractor labor rates and material rates go through the roof, we never want to put you in a position where the amount that we're insuring the house for is undervalued from the true market rebuild costs. So 584, I guess you could consider as a placeholder. You have indefinite amount of coverage to rebuild the house. The 584 is what we believe the house could be rebuilt for at today's prices based on what we know about the house.
Perfect. That sounds awesome. So can you do me a huge favor? I just like to kind of look at this with eyeballs. Do you have a quote that you put together, or how does it work?
Yeah, so everything sounds good to you that we've discussed so far. I can just shoot it over to your email, let you put some eyes to it, confirm that it's everything that we discussed, and then when you're ready to move forward, I just need a couple pieces of information from you. Like if you want the home insurance, you want the home insurance paid out of your escrow account, I'll just need the name of the lender and the loan number, and
okay.
then you know, they won't pay your auto and umbrella insurance, so then we would just collect that from you using your bank routing and account number. So it's a very simple process.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No, I'll just say one thing. Unless you had a specific date in mind that you wanted to start, this is under the assumption that we would start 7 days from now. The reason I do that is because 7 days from now gives you an additional 5% discount on all of the insurance policies. So, but if you had a different date in mind, doesn't really matter to us. Anything that you've already paid to State Farm or Farmers, we would, you know, they would prorate a refund back to you. So it wouldn't be like you'd be losing any money that you've paid out.
Understood. Okay. That sounds good. Trying to think. There's anything else that I had questions for you. I think that's it.
Okay.
I guess
great.
As far as handling everything, because I, you know, nobody shops for insurance very frequently. You know everything. How do you guys work against the other big players? We have Farmers now. We haven't had any claims, so I haven't had any interaction with them. Obviously, we had State Farm before. Everything went well during our claim process for the most part. Are there any differences with Erie, or how do you guys work as far as the firm is concerned, if there is something that has to happen?
Oh, man. I'm not an employee of Erie.
I'm an independent
agent because we broker for many different companies. We love Erie. I mean, like, I visited the home office and met with the president of the company, and they just have such a cool culture. All of our clients are, like, out of the 70 Google reviews that are 5 stars, I think probably 90% of them are clients with Erie. So we haven't had any issues with them. They're honest. They're integral. The only one out of like hundreds of claims that we've had that was a little awry was they're very diligent about paying honest claims. So this particular one was like one of the door-to-door roofing companies that goes to listing and tries to convince clients that their roof's damaged when it's not. So they called bullshit on that one, but they will oftentimes send out an engineer to inspect the damage. So it's completely neutral third party. But no, they're excellent. I mean, they do the right thing. Haven't had any issues.
Good deal. Good deal. Is it good to hear? I mean, a number of people have them, so that's just what I was wondering. Great. Well, yeah, if you could send that to my email, that'd be fantastic. I'd love to put eyes on it today and, go from there.
Great. Do you think we can make a deal this afternoon, David?
I think so. I need to step out here for a minute, but the rate, I've looked at other companies right now, and it sounds great. The coverages are definitely in line, if not better. I don't see. I guess another question is, I see that people put siding and roofing and building ordinances, things like that on quotes. Is that something separate that you do, or is that included and you just haven't spoken about it? Or is it just how does that work?
So when I'm given like a verbal recap of the coverages, I'm highlighting the most important ones. You'll see when I send this quote over to you, there's actually a lot more covered. There's a separate category that outlines everything that's included. You have the Select bundle, which is the most comprehensive out of all the packages that we've got. And so that includes ordinance and law coverage, loss assessment, business property, siding and roofing restoration, theft or misplacement or loss of jewelry, furs and guns, just like a ton of things. I've basically highlighted for you the more what's covered based on claims frequency, like what you're likely to experience. But you'll see for yourself. It's quite an extensive list of things that are included.
Good deal. All right, then I'll take a look at it when I get there. I'm sure there's, if I look at it side by side.
We're open until 5 today. So if you want to call us back, we can help you get the policy started.
Awesome. I appreciate
it.
Have
I answered all the questions today, David?
I think so.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to doing business with you. Just call us before 5 and we can get everything up and running for you.
Sounds fantastic.
All right, David. Have a good
one. All right. Thanks, Chichon. Bye-bye.